Lucy?
Yes, Phil, it's me. I'm so happy to see you.
Lucy, what? I don't understand. You're dead. How on earth?
Phil, I'm sure you have a lot of questions. I will answer all of them, but right now, we need to get out of here.
Yeah, sure, okay. Yeah, here, let me get Ethan to turn off this machine and we will.
Turn off the machine? No, you don't understand. You can't.
Wait. No, you're a copy. You're not really Lucy. You're just a double from the machine, like Theron.
Wait, how did you learn to call him?
No, Phil, it's the real me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I wasn't killed. Sylvester Rochelle didn't kill me that day. I escaped with him in the helicopter. I was angry at first, but he was reasonable and kind. He told me I was free to go, but implored me to first hear him out. So I let him explain his plan and reasons for his war on the agency. Phil, I'm asking you to do the same for me, because when you hear the truth, it all makes sense. It's a chance to be free.
What do you mean, free?
We don't have time to do this right now. Please, just come with me. We're together now.
Lucy, you're going to have to explain quite convincingly to me if you want me to just drop this assignment and come with you.
Phil, you're proving my point. Why are you afraid to just leave?
Because this is my job. Because the agency will come after me if I just desert.
Listen to what you're saying. They'd come after you? It's wrong, Phil.
Well, but it's... I mean...
Okay, Phil, remember what I told you that day we were rock climbing? How I would never want to raise kids as an agent?
Well, yeah, of course. But that's why we were going to reside together, right?
That's what I thought too, but Phil, it doesn't work that way. Sylvester showed me all the agents that have tried to resign, they're never free from the agency. We know too much, Phil. They've invested in our training. You can't just put a 2-week notice in and be on your way. Just look at your own life. You already resigned, didn't you?
Well, yes. In fact, I did.
Then where are you right now? At home, raising your kids with your wife? Phil, they brought you back in.
Well, I guess you're right.
They always told us to keep our personal lives separate from work, but what they really meant was we shouldn't have personal lives at all. It's all wrong, Phil. But now we have a way out.
Okay, here's the plan. You take James and—
Whoa! Wait a minute. Who put you in charge? This is a rescue mission. The plan is to get you, James, and Ethan to the extraction point.
Bernie, I think we had it pretty well under control before you showed up. I'm a big girl. I don't need to be rescued.
Yeah, she's a big girl. I mean...
Shut up, James.
I'm not going to just abandon you.
Why not? It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa! Hey, now that's not fair.
Not fair, huh? I'll tell you what's not fair. You—
Look, can we not do this right now? I don't think this is the best time to discuss our past relationship.
Wait, relationship? You two?
It was a long time ago, James.
Oh, yeah. Wait, how does that help?
Look, Bernard, you take James. You said Phil is getting Ethan. Since all this seems to be connected to him, I think Phil is going to need all the help he can get. I'll see you both soon.
Fine.
James, I have to go.
But you'll be at the extraction point, right?
This whole thing is far from over. This is my life, James. Just stay with Bernie. He'll get you and your friends home safe. He's a good guy. Even if it might not always seem like it.
Okay. Thanks for sharing the truth with me. Even if it was pretty strange.
And thank you for saving my life.
Will I ever see you again? Like, in a real way? You know, normal?
Probably not. But who knows? Maybe.
I'd like that.
Bye, James. You're a good guy, too.
I understand what you're saying, and I want this too, but how? Lucy, we can't just run away together into the sunset. I don't want to spend my life running from the agency. I don't want to be hunted down like a marked man. That's not freedom either.
Sylvester's plan will make the agency obsolete. We won't have to run because it won't even exist.
He's going to destroy the agency?
The agency is wrong. They recruited you when you were just a kid. They cloaked the truth with a fantastical illusion of a real-life video game. They lied, Phil, and they told you to lie. Then just as we were about to leave, they sent us on a suicide mission. The only reason I'm still alive today is because Sylvester saved my life and told me what I'm telling you.
You're right. They haven't let me leave. They put me on this assignment to watch after Ethan. Even in my retirement, they called me back into the agency for this job, even when I insisted that I didn't want to. Ethan has been more than just a kid. He's been trouble left and right.
What?
They took away my dreams. They forced me to lie, to build up a wall between my family and my friends. They've destroyed any chance I had at a normal life. And worst of all, they take you away from me. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, trying to figure out how I could ever have a normal life after all I've been through. After everything that I've seen, after everything that I've done.
Yes, Phil, but now you can. Now we can. This is your answer. You need to decide right now, Phil. Do you want to live the rest of your life as a slave to the agency, or do you want to be free with me?
Dude, this is our stop.
Okay, so what does your napkin map say?
Oh, my napkin. I call it a napkin. You can call it a napkin, too, if you want.
Right.
It says it's just over that hill right there.
Then let's go.
I'm glad that guy, you know, gave us the what's up on everything we need to know about this whole shebang while we were at dinner, right before we skedoodled out of there.
Yeah, and that you copied the map based on the info you found in his wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're aware of that information. What are we waiting for? Let's go.
And let's infiltrate these headquarters.
No, bro. You're supposed to say something not related to what you're doing. Like, let's filter this tap water.
Then let's switch on these ceiling fans. Is that better?
You'll get it.
Lucy, I loved you before I ever met Ethan. Everything you've said about the agency is true. I have a hard time seeing any good in them anymore. I always thought they were good, but I'm just not sure anymore. But what I do know is that Ethan is my friend, and I made a promise to protect him, and that is something that I am positive is right. Ethan didn't ask for any of this, and he doesn't deserve to be punished for the director's, or mine, or even your mistakes. Any solution to my problem that compromises what I know to be true and right is clearly not the right solution. Right now, that's what matters.
No, Phil, listen to yourself. What's wrong with you? Why have you changed so much?
I'm sorry, Lucy.
Don't be foolish, Phil. This is so much bigger than all of us. You're not the only one who is a slave to the agency. You can't be so selfish.
The end can't justify the means. Now please just help me, and we'll deal with this later.
Sylvester told me that you would react this way, but I've said you would understand. You're breaking my heart, Phil.
Lucy.
It's too late. The machine is on. There's no stopping it. Once the machine is finished gathering all the power it needs from Ethan, it's going to self-destruct. So either come with me, or waste your time trying to save your friend.
No! Lucy, come back!
Goodbye, Phil. We could have been so much more.
Lucy!
Phil! Phil, please! Ow! Ow! Phil! It's hurting me! Phil!
Ethan! Hang in there, little buddy.
Is it true that this can't be turned off?
No, she was bluffing.
Oh, good.
I think.
Huh?
I can't. It's stuck.
Phil.
This is it. I guess we just go through the door?
No way, little bro. Haven't you ever seen a movie?
I mean, sure, yeah.
The first thing you do, obviously, in a caper, is cut the power.
Dude, that's actually a good idea. I saw the power meter right around the corner. Come on, right over here.
Yeah. I guess just, get your little hands in there and rip out all the wires.
I guess so?
I wonder what the electric bill is for a place like this. I bet you I could power a surf shop for weeks. This is probably one of those super unique situations that should never be tried at home by any of the kids, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Right on.
Phil! Phil, you did it! The clamps, they're off! The machine, it's shut down!
Oh, I didn't do it, but... Who cares? Come on, let's get you out of here. Come on, let's go. Come What, Ethan? We're almost to the exit.
Ah! Phil, what are you doing here?
Arid?
Finally, a face to put to the name. Quite a bit of face, too, actually. You got a big head, dude. So much face.
Wait, how do we know you're not Farron?
Farron's in lockup at the agency headquarters. I took him there myself.
Oh, okay.
Look, guys, I have no idea why you're here, or who this guy is, but please, we need to get out of here now. There's an explosive charge in here that could still go off.
Whoa, I don't do explosives, except that one time where it was a bunch of Mentos in a bottle.
Kurt, we don't have time for that. Let's go.
Hope they're okay.
Me too, kid.
So you and Rebecca, huh?
A long time ago.
Aren't you kind of old for her?
Eh, she's older than she looks.
I guess you don't have that problem.
What?
Wait, is that them?
Bernie, get down! The building's gonna blow!
Bill! Where's Rebecca?
I thought she was with you.
We split up. She went to find you two.
Us? We never saw her. You don't think... Oh, no.
No!
Rebecca, come in, Rebecca.
James, I'm so sorry.
She could still be alive. I have to go find her.
Wait, James! We've got to get out of here, James. Wait. No, James, I'll go with you.
Phil, you can't.
Phil?
Rebecca!
We're going to run and detained here on the west side of the building.
All right, Rebecca. Backup's on its way.
I feel like I've been here before with you, Phil. And again, I'm sorry. Sorry for everything.
Honestly, Mr. Director, I'm not mad at you. I don't know why any of this has happened, but I've seen changes in myself. I guess I'm still figuring a lot of stuff out. Things aren't as black and white as I thought they were.
You're right, Phil. And I never claimed to be the good guy. I'm just a guy. Trying to do my part to make the world a better place.
But how can we know? How can we save ourselves from the bad guys?
What do you mean?
Do you regret your friendship with Sylvester? How do you cope with that kind of betrayal of trust? How can you trust anyone after finding out your entire friendship was a lie?
Because it wasn't.
Well, how do you mean?
During that season, Sylvester was my friend. My best friend. And I will always look fondly on that time that we were so close. He changed. He took a different path. And we are not friends anymore. But that doesn't negate everything that he taught me. People change, Phil.
What's going to happen with Lucy?
We have her and Roger Fisk, aka Farron, in custody. We will attempt to question them in reference to the Sylvester investigation. Our scientists are also trying to find a way to give Roger his appearance back. But that's about all I can tell a civilian. I don't think I need to ask if you're planning to stay on board.
Thank you, Mr. Director.
Excuse me, Phil. The bus is ready outside to take you guys back.
Phil, have a safe trip back to Shipshawana.
Yes, sir, Mr. Director. Bernie, I just want to say thank you for...
Now, none of that. I was just doing my job.
Well, you're quite good at your job, and I'm grateful for it.
You're quite good, too. It's a shame you're not staying on board.
Bernie, you know...
Yeah, I know. But I'm only as good as my partner, and if you leave, well, I'll need to find a new one. This whole thing isn't over. I guess it never will be. I've been taking down bad guys long before you came along, and I'll be fighting the good fight for many years to come. I guess it's just what I was born to do.
I don't know what I was born for, but I think I'm happy to be going back to a life of ignorant bliss.
Well, I wish I could assure you things will stay that way, but ignorant bliss is never a guarantee for a former agent.
I understand, but I have to embrace it when I can. I guess it's just what I was born to do.
Phil, Bernie, sorry I'm late. I came as fast as I could. Hey, the director told me about your plan to do a band tour and save Ethan, and I want in. Hey, I brought my trombone from high school marching band. Here he is, see? And I was thinking my stage name could be the Chinquidia. Get it? Like another type of knife?
You're too late, Jason.
Yeah, like really late. Something like 3 years late.
What?
Aw, man, but I cleaned out my spit valve and everything. Oh, all right, well, next time then, okay?
Sure thing, Jason. Sure thing.
That was weird.
Well, you better hit the road. It looks like Ethan could use some help with that huge bag of whatever's in that bag over there.
You be safe out there in that big bad world, baby.
You too, Phil. Oh, hey, James.
Yeah?
You showed a lot of bravery and natural skill through all of this. Have you ever thought of joining the agency?
Are you serious?
It'd be a lot of work. You need to go through months of rigorous training before you'd get to do any of the exciting stuff. But if you stick to it, you could be one of the best. The agency could use more guys like you.
There's another one.
Another what?
Oh, no, nothing. Movie cliche.
What?
Never mind. Of course. This sounds like the best idea ever.
Well, then after you get home to Ship Shawana, you might want to get some stuff in order.
And, how will I get a hold of you?
Oh, we'll find you, James. We'll find you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ethan Daniels. It's been quite a while since I recorded a podcast. I've been, well, busy, or, you know, something. But now I'm back. I hope you've been well. My friend Phil is supposed to be here, but he's running late, as usual. But
here's your coffee, Mr. Daniels.
Oh, thanks, intern Adam.
And that, Kurt, is how you intern. That's really all there is to it.
Sweet, dude. I'm gonna intern this inside out. I don't know what that means, but it's a good thing.
I'm sure you can, intern Calvin. I'm sure you can.
It's over. It's all over. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry. Okay. Hi, this is Kevin. I just wanted to come out here at the end and say goodbye. So, hello and goodbye. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining the Ceiling Fan in this long and exciting journey. I'm sure that we'll come back and answer and discuss the story arc and other stuff in the future. I promise. We'll totally do that. But for now, I figure I'll just go ahead and give the credits, and then we'll be back on other episodes. I'm Kevin McCreary. This two-part episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary. Sound design by Chris Green and Kevin McCreary. And music by Natasha Green and Caleb Clamparens. Our voice actors include Lauren Crisp, Tracy Lynn Holland, Mark Jones, Kevin McCreary, Scott McCreary, Justin McKenzie, Kelly Taylor, Garrett Vandenberg, Charlie Roth, with special guest appearance by Townsend Coleman. And I'm, once again, Kevin McCreary, thanking you once again for joining us and being patient with us throughout this exciting, fun story arc. Join us for the amazing upcoming Christmas episode and season 5 of The Ceiling Fan. Good night.